Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Bill Welly. My man, he trains guys that have been first-round picks to fifth-round picks to free agents to playing in the CFL and beyond. He's trained them all in the NFL ongoing, and it's always interesting to get his perspective, especially draft week, as to what they're looking for. Bill, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Maxie.
Do you have a pretty good idea with the guys that you work with over the years? Do you have a pretty good idea where they're going to get drafted, or is it a crapshoot for you, too, as you get towards the day?
Yeah, it's a crapshoot for me, too. You know, you don't know what a team's going to take, right? So
yeah.
As the draft happens, it's, all of a sudden wide receivers start dropping or offensive linemen. So you kind of get, where they go, they go.
Now, when you're training guys and teams or coaches call you and they want to know what are the common questions that you would get from coaches or scouts or teams?
A lot of times it's just character. What kind of person is, what does he show up early? Does he stay late? Does he, how does he interact with, other athletes that are training? That's been the mainstay. Like they really look at character, especially as of the last, probably the last 5-6 years.
Really, it's become more of an important ingredient, or they understand that to be more important? Is that what's happened?
I think they understand that it's an important ingredient that you want to have, obviously quality individuals as a part of your organization, but to see it from somebody else's perspective, right, that had to deal with them on a day-to-day basis, or, they'll get, obviously, they dig a lot. They meet with other coaches, position coaches, head coaches, and try to get their feel of where the athlete's at. But, I've gotten quite a few calls on what's the athlete like.
Tony Dungy told me once, he said, you'll hear a team say, well, we had no idea when somebody misbehaves. He said, baloney. If you want to draft for character, you can draft for character, because you have plenty of coaches and scouts that can go find out, and you have plenty of ways to figure out whether or not a guy has character. You should never be surprised if there's an ongoing issue with character. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree, for sure. I mean, even at the combine, they have the equipment manager walking around and just saying hi to, whomever and get a feel for what that interaction looked like.
Yep.
You never know.
What is the toughest position to train an athlete? Let's say they come to you after their college season and now they're going to go to the draft and they want improvement, to get their stock up for the combine into the draft. What's the toughest position to improve in a short period of time?
It kind of depends on how long I have, really. Mm-hmm. This year I had Cordell Volson, who played mm-hmm. in the national championship game
yeah.
on that Saturday night, and he was in the facility on Monday morning. And I'm like, how do you feel? He's like, Bill, I'm beat up. So
yeah.
we had to take a full week just to kind of deload him and get him recovered. And then he went to the Senior Bowl, so I lost him for another, call it 6 days. And so I really only had 4 to 5 weeks to train with him. So those are the hard ones. It's not necessarily by position. It's more about how much, what the timeline looks like, you know, for the guys coming in.
Bill Welly is our guest trainer extraordinaire. Now, I've heard it said that offensive linemen are the toughest ones to convert into the NFL because the passing schemes they use in college, the run schemes are so much different than the NFL. And what they're looking for is who can bend. Can you teach a guy to bend, or if they're stiff, are they stiff?
Within reason. You know, some of it's genetic, but, you know, with our program, we work on Pilates twice a week, so we're working on flexibility. We actually have Alex Boone working with us right now,
sure,
who is actually teaching them the verbiage, you know, whether it be from playbook or just the X's and O's overall, just to make them a little bit more professional and understanding what's going to happen when they walk in and what the terms look like.
Bill, one of the things that just about all athletes want to increase in is quickness. And I've often wondered, you know, nature versus nurture, all those things, how much can you increase a player's quickness?
Well, there's a difference between being quick and being fast. So when we're talking about the 40-yard dash, right, when you look at the 10-yard dash and you compare a wide receiver to a defensive back to a linebacker to a running back, those numbers aren't that different.
First 10 yards?
Yeah, that first 10.
Which is where most of the game would be played, right?
Correct. And yeah, that's that quickness portion. So it's harder to, you know, you can develop it, don't get me wrong. But where I saw the biggest success this year of the guys that we had training were our offensive linemen. They improved the most because they were really coachable. They had never worked on, you know, a 40 start and how to get out. They're always, you know, two steps and I'm done.
Yep.
Two, three steps, right? Or they're kick stepping. And for them to pick it up, they were great about being very coachable and real fun group to be around.
Let's say a guy's looking for just that extra burst at the line of scrimmage, a running back, a flank, or something like that in college or going to the pros. Yeah, can you do toe raisers? Calf, in other words, isolate the calf, those kinds of things for quickness or not necessarily?
There is a portion of strength and power that comes through that. I would more work on, like, obviously you have to develop strength, but it's that first step explosion and trying to get you to get out of that break. You know, we had Spencer Rattler in right after Christmas and we were working on just analyzing what he needs to work on. And he said, Bill, every time I drop back and I try to get out of the pocket, like I seem like I've lost a half a step. And we found out that, yeah, he wasn't trusting himself to push off with his right leg. He would actually false step. And so is it teachable? Yeah, you can teach that powerful first step, but it's something that a lot of people don't address.
So like when you get a Rattler and you don't know what system he's going to be in, etc., what are the things that you would do for a situation like that are universal to no matter where you go that you need to do to test out well?
We checked him for shoulder stabilization. We did some Biodex testing in our biomechanics lab, so we figured out where he was strength-wise, like quad versus hamstring compared to the other quad and hamstring. We did a little bit of force velocity profiling and vertical jump testing on our force plates. So all of that information we can compile and say, okay, here's what your corrective exercises look like. Here's where your force leaks are. And then we literally gave it to, for instance, his situation, we gave it to the South Carolina and said, here's what we think he needs to work on. Here's his corrective exercises that we think you should add into their program, and they were super appreciative.
And they took that information and worked with it?
Yep. Yep.
Huh. What about Larry Fitzgerald? What made him freakish? What did he do? Because it seemed like he grew into an unbelievable football player.
Larry was a different style of receiver. So what Larry would do is he would bring in, like in the summers, would bring in a Andre Rison. He would bring in Chris Carter. He brought in Jerry Rice 1 year. He brought in Roy Green, great wide receiver for the Cardinals, and pick their brains about like how they played the game and how they played receiver and try to make one little snippet of their game into his. And he would constantly work at his craft every year, would say, Bill, what do I need to work on? And we would, you know, dial it back and say, okay, here's what I saw last year. Here's what I think we can improve on. And he constantly worked at his craft to make himself better.
Like you know, he was the ball boy. His story well documented for the Minnesota Vikings back in the day when Carter and Moss were there, et cetera. Do you think that doing that, he developed instincts that became second nature because he watched the best and was around the best so much that that he did things that he didn't even have to think about that were not an unfair advantage, but a huge advantage to, say, other receivers as he went through college?
I think that certainly didn't hurt him at all. You know, being around those types of athletes and seeing what their day-to-day routine, obviously Chris was a hard worker when it came to his receiving ability and what he tried to do to work at being good at his position. And I think he's credited Chris with saying, you know what, he helped me get my work ethic to where it was at. There's always next man up, right?
And oh, yeah.
So if, you know, he doesn't want to lose his job, but there's always a guy that's coming after him. And so he had to try to stay on top of that. And I think that's where a lot of athletes kind of get stuck in a mold of, well, you know, I was the best as at college, or and when they get to the pros, they're all good. And so, you know, figuring out how to maximize yourself and figure out what your weaknesses are, you know, I think Adam Thielen is another great example of a hard worker that, hey, he's worked at his craft to make himself successful and figure out, you know, how to stay in the game and make it so that you are there for the long haul.
And he's also proof that there's a lot of things that can be learned, right? I mean, he ties defensive backs in knots because of his commitment to learning the game, which anybody can do, right? I mean, if you're willing to commit yourself and you have enough retention to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at your top receivers ever in the NFL, the Jerry Rices of the world, the Chris Carters, the Anquan Boldins, I'll put Randy in there. But, you know, of those top receivers, Antonio Gates, how many of them were fast? Randy, right? Randy,
yep,
was really fast. But everybody else was, it's not that they were slow, but they could create separation. And that's the difference. And especially at the next level, if you can get separation, then you're open. Then you're having defensive players truly play defense versus,
yeah,
being stuck on you.
Is that hard to teach separation, or can most guys figure it out if they hit the minimum for speed?
It has to be taught, honestly. Like, that's one of the things I've been emphasizing as of late, is how to teach separation and how to load and decelerate and how to accelerate out of those breaks.
And knowing when to make that cut. And I mean, I remember Mike Zimmer showing us once on a film. He said, and I won't say what player it was, he says, he needs to line up on this hash. He consistently lines up 6 inches off this hash. Now, here's what happens if you line up 6 inches off that hash. You're now 6 inches removed, 6 yards down the field from making your break, and therefore the defensive back has a chance to reach out and knock down whatever pass is coming your way on the slant because you just gave him 6 inches, and you go, holy cow. But that's the detail that goes into it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's been many a case, and again, I won't, same with me, I won't mention the player, but
yeah,
where they were supposed to run a quick out, and it's third and four, and they ran the route and ran it to 6 yards. Well, it's about timing and about separation, and just being off that little bit ended up as a fourth down.
Last, the Vikings, they talk about grabbing a cornerback in the first round. If there's one there, shut down corner. Is that an easy one for you to evaluate if you get him in camp because a guy either can play corner or not, or is there more to it than that? Or is it flat out the great ones just say, I'm going to lock him down and try throwing on me?
I think it's a combination of all of that. It is hard to evaluate. You get to see certain players go up against really good players. You'll see players that will go up against average players, and you have to kind of assess where they're at. But yeah, it's, I look at feet and how well they get in and out of those breaks, and that's part of it. But also, you know, there's, I'll use Dale Carter as an example. Mm-hmm. You know, the Vikings said, all right, you got that guy. Everybody else, here's what we're running. Like, that's how good he was, right, raw yep. ability. So there is a piece to that, too.
And that's where they get paid really, really well, if you can say, you got that guy, and we don't have to worry about you. Hey, Bill, always appreciate it. Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you soon.
You got it, Maxie. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.